Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning, new week. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Angler U, the Belleville Meat Market, Boyd's One Stop, and Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. All right, let's get to the old weather here. 69 this morning down on the island in Galveston. Fairly calm, a little bit of patchy ground fog. In places, low-lying places anyway. Today we're looking at sun and clouds mixed, high of 77, winds will be south-southeast 10 to 20. And then for tonight, mostly clear with a low of 69, south-southeast 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high of 77, south-southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're sitting on a high right now. That was a 1.5. We have a low coming up at 7:21 a.m., a 1.1, and then a high behind that at 10:16 a.m., a 1.2, and then our low, that's this evening, that's the strongest tide at 5:44 p.m., an 0.5. Sunrise is 6:42 a.m., sunset 5:25 p.m., our moon phase is 45%. Current conditions right now. Looking down at the Galveston Channel, it's 70-degree water with 69-degree air temperature, south wind at 3 to 8 miles per hour. No temperatures at Eagle Point this morning, but south winds at 5 to 7. And up at Morgan's Point, it's 66 degrees with 68-degree water, east-northeast winds at 3 to 5 miles per hour. So is water. Temperatures are coming back up a little bit. They got pretty low. It was about a 10-degree drop with this last front. So we're getting close to where we need to be for this time of year. All right, well, let's head over east of town now, over to the Golden Triangle area, and let's check in with old Captain Bill Watkins this morning and see what he's doing. Good morning, Bill. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Cadillac and right along, brother.
Kind of amazing to me how your wind forms over there at Galveston Bay and all of the different areas. And,
yeah.
It'll be different in every one of them sometimes.
Oh, it is. Amazing. I left East Bay one time. It was 40 out of the south. I was dreading the ride all the way back across Trinity Bay. When I rounded Smith Point, Trinity Bay was dead calm.
Yeah, that
see a
that
lot of weird stuff happen. Over here, man.
Yeah, that's a strange place.
Yeah, I've had James call me, man. He'll be like in West Bay, and it's cranking over there, and I'll be up my way, and it'll be about 5 miles an hour. I think, you know, this time of year, that the cooler water temperatures hold that wind up coming from the south sometimes. You know, if that makes any sense. I think it has to do with that water temperature. We'll have wind on the high ground up this way, but it won't be blowing on the water because the wind's staying up high. It's weird.
That's a big body of water.
It is.
And it can be strange. So that, that wind report that you give every morning, sometimes you need to pay attention to that.
Yeah. I've been doing it forever, they call for a bad forecast, so you get up extra early and watch it, and end up calling your clients and tell them, well, don't meet me where we had initially planned. We're going to pull around and fish over here, because the wind's so bad. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. And here, the way this bay is laid out, if you have, if they call for an east wind, it might be northeast.
Right.
The way it just, it bends that wind around the curve of the lake on the east side. And you might have, you might think you're going to have east winds and you're going to have northeast winds. And it can be pretty stout sometimes.
I know. I've done that before, too. I've been on the east shoreline of Trinity Bay, and it'll be due north. And I said, well, we'll slide around Smith Point and go fish East Bay and on that protected side. Well, you turn the corner at Smith Point, and it's northeast blowing right down the middle of East Bay. It's weird. Blows your mind, man.
It does, but it is the way it is, you know.
Yeah.
You just have to kind of figure on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use that Windy app, and that'll kind of tell you what the... And I've seen them be wrong, too. you just have to... You know, that live weather report that you give, that wind speed, that's pretty well what it's going to be.
Right.
You know, but it might get up. You know, it's just strange the way you have
it's,
to play.
It's what you deal with. You know, you got a wind forecast, like they say today it's going to be 10 to 20. They're giving themselves a 10 mile an hour wind to there, but then you go out there and it never blows above 10 all day. Then if they call for 5 to 10, then you show up the next morning and it's 15 to 20 all day. So it... You got to take it one day at a time. There's no planning ahead in this business, man.
Nope.
You just got to roll with it on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, if they say 10 to 20, you might as well figure that you need fish protected shoreline.
Yeah, and then there's times when they say 10 to 20, you might as well add the two together and make it 30.
Oh,
see that?
Oh, yeah.
How many times you seen that?
Oh, many, many times. Yeah.
It's a coin toss at the dock every morning.
That's exactly right. But your experience will help you make those choices.
Yes.
And some days, you know, you're not going to be able to get out of the bayous.
Right.
There's just no way you're going to be able to get out of there. So you have to figure on, you know, if you've got a pretty stout northeast wind predicted, you can go up in the northeast corner of Sabine Lake and fish.
Yeah,
you know,
you can make a day of it.
Crank
you bet.
It can crank up there, and as long as you stay out of the wind, you know, you just got to plan. You plan it like fish the side of the lake that the wind's going to be coming off of. But then there's the other problem. Of may not be any fish up there because there's a lot of fresh water.
Right.
So then you're just stuck. You have to do what you have to do.
You're screwed then, you know. If all your protected northeast ends are all fresh and muddy, then, you know, you're just done.
But that's not the case right now. So
no.
Pretty well fish up there. But you get closer to the population centers, and you're going to have more boats going by. And you have to learn how to deal with the boats going by. And some of them are going to putt-putt, and some of them are going to fly by. You just have to learn to deal with it.
Well, I'll take a putt-putt or a fly-by over a plow-by. Man, I hate that when somebody cocks that back of the boat down. Plowing at about 5 to 10 and throwing out a giant wake everywhere. That just, boy.
That is horrible. Gawkers, they don't even know what they're doing.
No, they're just gawking, looking for a rod to bend. Just, and then throwing out giant wakes all over everybody.
Yeah. I surely don't do that. I'll slow down to an idle if I'm close to anybody.
Sure.
You know, it's just wrong to do that. And when my back was so messed up, I would yell at them, "Don't do that. Just go fast."
Right.
I'd motion them on, "Come on, come on, fast, fast," and they would tart my back. Oh my God! I was in serious pain. Hopefully it won't be that way the next time I get in a boat. It's much better now.
A buddy of mine and I recarpeted my bunk boards on my trailer yesterday. We put the boat in and tied it off, and you never heard so much oohing and aahing and going, "Oh my God, what am I going to do 5 years from now?" We're crawling under there, you know, taking the impact, pulling the lag bolts out, and, you know.
And,
luckily I had one of those battery operated staplers. I can only imagine how sore my wrist would be in my hand this morning from having to do a manual stapler, you know, stapler like that, doing all that stuff.
I did that several months ago, and I paid my shop foreman over Pete Jorgensen to do it.
I think the next time there will be, I'll just fork out the money and pay somebody to do it.
That's too hard for me to get out on the ground. Golly.
Well, getting down is not so bad, and then moving around, you know, crawling around or on your knees, but getting up's a big problem.
Oh, man. Well, it's either getting down and getting up for me.
Well, true.
I tell you what, though, that $400 and something dollars I paid for that was well worth it, because I knew I was going to have to spend some money or give it to Uncle Sam anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I got caught flat-footed last year and wasn't paying attention, and I wound up having to pay $2,500 to the government. And that ain't happening this year. I'm having a new floor put in the boat, and I put one of those four-step arrangements on the trailer tongue.
Right.
Put a pole on it, and if I have to go over the bow, I can do it safely.
At least you got something to hold on to.
Yeah. I mean, climbing over that trailer tongue, we talked about that the other day. You climb over the bow of that boat and try to grab that trolling motor, and you ain't got nothing to step on down there.
Nope.
Shoot. And you slip one time, and you're going to be hurt. So, I mean, you know, I got guys that can jump off my bow all the way to the trailer bumper. I mean, to the truck bumper. And they don't have any problem with that at all. But I'm not that agile anymore.
No, they're young and durable, man.
Yeah, durable.
And if they do take a fall, they'll bounce right back up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shoot.
Remember that commercial, that Life Alert commercial, when it shows the old person laying on the floor pushing that button, "Help, I've fallen and can't get up." I mean, the older I get, I realize that's a thing.
Yeah, that might be something we need to think about.
You know, I dealt with that with my dad. He couldn't get up.
Oh, man, yeah, that's horrible.
Luckily, I was strong enough that I could, you know, pick him up, get him up off the floor. It's crazy, man. I said, "Why'd you get down there to start with?" "Well, I was cleaning this and doing that." And I said, "Man, don't get down on the floor. Stay in your chair. We'll do all that for you." He hated to ask anybody to do anything for him. But
well, I do too.
I know. I'm the same way, hard-headed.
I went out there the other day and mounted that new step arrangement on that boat trailer.
Yeah.
I put it on there myself. I wasn't even supposed to be lifting over 5 pounds. Now, I got right in the middle of it, and
Hope your doctor isn't listening.
I hope not. I was wrestling that thing, and it's kind of unwieldy, you know. And it was just like, oh man, you know, this old goat is out here trying to do this, and I shouldn't have even been tackling that. But I thought I could put it on, man.
Yeah.
You know, and I did get it on, but it was a wrestling match. and it shouldn't have been that hard.
Well, no, but it's sometimes you need an extra hand, and it's hard to find at our age. Nobody's around anymore, and I'm not waiting on somebody to show up to get something done. I'll just tackle it and hope I do it. Hope I get through it. Heck with it.
Let me tackle this break.
Right quick.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
We'll come right back at you, buddy. Hang on. Well, you know, folks, AnglerU, they're committed to steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers. They have decades of experience, and they steadily expand their library of videos. They cover all topics and their archive. That way you can see patterns over time. And their educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon, whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking. Go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com. And improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:19. All right, Bill, we're back in action.
Yeah. And yes. I'm here with you. So I've got a young neighbor that's 30 years old, and he's built like a brick wall. I mean, this guy is some kind of stout. He's about 5'10 and square.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's got all the muscle anybody would ever need. And I could have called him. I could have just hollered, and he would have come over here and helped me. And, but I get to doing stuff, and I'm determined to get it myself. I try to figure out a way to do it. So, you know, that's a weakness in a man, and it's also a strength in a man. You know, it can be a two-edged sword.
Yeah.
You think you can do it, and you just get in there and do it. And you will it to happen. In other words, so, you know, I can be just as hard-headed about fishing, too.
Yeah, I'm the same way about fishing, man.
I'm determined to make it happen for my customers, and I'm going to get it as hard as I can every time.
Well, nobody... likes to get beat by a stupid speckled trout.
No.
You give them way too much credit. You know?
Well, I just know this. If you're not catching them, they're probably not there. You need to move on. That happens an awful lot.
I know. I've always had that attitude. And some guys go, well, they're here. They're just not biting. You know, you see that. You know they're there. I mean, they're boiling slicks up and all that, and you just can't make them. You know, you either ride it out to the end and hope they light off, or then you look like a loser at the end of the day. But and there's too many other places to go and things that you know about over the years. Well, I'll go back. I'll come back to these later. I'll go try something else.
Yeah.
I get impatient. You know, I'll give them an hour sometimes when they're really good fish and I know they're there and you can't get them going or even – I mean, if you're getting bites or catching one here and there, sure, I'll ride it out. But if it's just like a graveyard, then I'll leave. I can't sit on them that long.
Yeah, usually, you know, even like fishing the channel, if I'm idling out of deep water, like 25 feet, I'll be idling up to where I'm going to fish, and I can see those boomerangs down there.
Sure.
And then I'll see bait balls as I idle up to the shallows, and I'm going to pretty well know that those fish are there.
Sure.
Then you have to work out how they want it, the bite for that day. And since you're a lure fisherman and I'm a lure fisherman, that sometimes takes a little bit of doing. You don't know whether they want hard twitch baits or topwater baits or soft plastics.
So true.
But my soft plastics program, I can darn near figure out a way to make them bite that. And
soft plastics are lethal, man. They are. Most of the time, they're just as good as live shrimp or anything else, you know.
That's right. You can take a...
But it's hard to convince people of that. It really is until they've experienced it.
Yes, that's right. Well, I've taken many people that have never been without live bait and proved to them that my plan works. I mean, darn near every time. I've yet to be skunked on Sabine Lake. I mean, in 26 years, I've never been skunked. I come close to it sometimes. I mean... One day I had a guy out there and we caught three oversized redfish. Of course, back then you could keep a couple on loot. But when he caught that first redfish, it was it. That fixed the problem right there. It was one of those days the wind was howling, the water was muddy, and we just could not find the trout. But when he hooked up that 30-inch redfish, that did it.
Yeah.
That fixed his problem.
Well, I got rid of the skunk.
He said, these things are unbelievably strong. I said, yeah, they give it their all every time.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And that's kind of what he wanted to do that day, was catch redfish. But we had to run, probably 30 miles to catch three.
Yeah.
But we finally got on that right spot. It's you just don't let go. You just get in there and bury your teeth down and go with it. And it sometimes takes more than more than I've got to give anymore sometimes. But it's a labor of love. You have to love it. And you know,
well, attitude's everything, man. I mean, you have to have a positive mindset if you're going to produce fish daily. You can't be a negative Nelly and expect to do anything good. I mean, it's...
No,
you got to believe the next spot you stop and there you look over and know that fish are there. You got to know in your mind you're going to catch them.
Yeah, and sometimes you know you need a tide change and you're waiting on that to happen and it just gets turned to a grind. But you can, if you know that tide is finally going to change, and it might be late up in the morning.
Yeah.
But when it does, you know that's what's going to happen. And it's just, well, I just wouldn't do anything else. That's all. I mean, I can ride around, and I know that this makes people nervous when you ride around and idle and look for stuff.
And, well, they don't know what you're doing, you know.
I'll just tell them, look, man.
I know y'all are getting bored here, but I'm looking for something, and if it shows up, and I find it, y'all aren't gonna believe it. It's gonna be awesome. Just bear with me.
Yeah, but then that's part of keeping your fishermen in the loop. They need to understand what's going on, and you know, sometimes these younger guys, they'll go, "Make it happen, Captain."
Yeah.
And I'm saying, patience, boys.
Believe me, if I could make it happen, it would already happen. We'd already be back on the dock. I mean, that's...
I like to limit out it in 30 minutes.
Yeah, this isn't driving through McDonald's or something here, bud. Place your order.
Yeah, you don't just have it your way every day.
You don't have it your way.
No, shoot, that's so funny, though.
Persistence pays off. You just got to go out and go through the motions. Work for it.
Yeah, there's days that I can throw a 4-inch Little John or a 4-inch K Wiggler, or actually it's a 3 3/4-inch Little John, and it's hard to have confidence in that bait. But if you don't know any better, it's easier. But those things will catch fish, and that 4-inch K Wiggler ball tail, that'll catch fish. And there's one other, there's a Zoom fluke that I use.
Right.
A little Zoom fluke in various colors. And then there's the, there's a curl tail grub on rare occasion will pull fish out better than anything else. But it's rare.
Usually, a lot over in Louisiana, that little curly tail grub. And they had a stingray grub back in the day that man made. Tom Man made. Remember the stingray grub?
Yeah.
Platypus looking tail on it, and man,
yeah,
nuke them on that bait. But so they were on fish too. It pays to be on fish. You got to be on fish to catch them.
Yeah, rule number one in fishing: fish where the fish are.
That's it.
And until you find them, you're mostly just blowing in the wind.
You are.
They're going to be somewhere. In those days when the wind blows you off the bay, and you have to fish in the bayous, that's where your knowledge of certain little areas where you're going to catch fish.
Well, and that's when bottom structure and ledges and drop offs points and all that come into play. That's like bass fishing there, and you got to approach it at that, just like you were.
Yep.
You know, fishing hydrilla beds and drop offs, you know, along the edges of the banks and then the primary and secondary points, all that comes into play, man. Holds fish.
Current flow, deep bends.
Exactly.
You know, all of that stuff goes hand in hand. And when you're forced off of the bay and you know you're not going to catch much, you might catch, you know, 8 or 12 a day.
But you can make a day of it.
If you position yourself right on those structures and make it happen, there'll be fish there. Almost
that's the biggest
every
deal
time.
Is getting the boat in the right position and the cast angles. Everything has to be just right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have specific ways that I set up at each location.
Right.
And usually if I can't hold with my power pole, I'm going to go ahead and do that spot lock on the trolling motor.
Spot lock.
Some situations you can get away with that.
And then adapt your casting to accommodate it. No doubt, man.
Yeah.
All right, Bill. Well, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you, give them a number where they can reach you.
Well, 409-673-9211 or Fish Sabine Lake on the web.
All right, my friend. Well, Bill, heal up.
Oh, I'm going to fish tomorrow.
Good boy. Good boy.
Fish tomorrow and Saturday, whether the doctor releases me or not.
Uh-oh. Better watch out now. He may be listening.
I'm going.
All right, my friend. Bill, have a good one. Always a pleasure talking to you. I'll talk to you Saturday. See you, man.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, later. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, 435 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe now. Let's check in with our good friend, the fish dude, old Richard Tosh. Good morning, Richard. What's up, bud?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm here, bud. It's all good. Hey.
I heard that. What temperature come back up anyway. Good night. It was cold the other morning.
It's summer again.
Yeah, I know it. I'll tell you what, it's something else. It's like when I left the house this morning, it was a little bit foggy out, and I get to the lake, and it ain't foggy at all. So it's like, what the heck? Okay, whatever. So, but it is what it is. I ain't complaining. I'll tell you what, the other day, though, it was cold at the house. It was actually below freezing, but I sit in that hole, so it always shows up like that.
Right.
But it's crazy, but that's all right. Them deer ought to be getting about right anyway. So I'm about ready for next week. I'm gonna head out to Lano and get to looking at them rascals, see how they're doing. Maybe I can run across one that's decent size anyway, because it's that time of year for that part of the country. Over here, it's the rut still on. I guess it's wrapping up pretty much here in East Texas, because we were on the way back from Baton Rouge the other day, and one of them took out a fender on the truck. So, I know, the goofy rascal. He decided to run right across the road when we were about three quarters of the way past him. So, you know, my wife drives that dually, so it knocked a fender off that dually. So it's one of them rear fenders. So that's, it is what it is. You can't do much about it. Put another on and go.
Man, at least you didn't knock it off at the drive-thru at the bank, you know.
No joke.
How many times you seen that happen?
A bunch. And then that's like when you have a blowout. I mean, you get a blowout on them dang things, it'll blow a fender clean off of there. So it's crazy. But now, today, I don't know what we're going to do. I'm kind of suspicious about my trip I got today. I got a text from a guy saying, hey, I want to go and do I do this kind of check thing? And I know I've never heard of it. And he wanted to pay up front. And that's one thing about me. I never take payment up front, or try not to anyway. And it's one of those things. I know everybody wants to take a deposit anymore, but not me. I'm the guy that still trusts people. So, you know, whether deposit or not, I don't care. But he wanted to pay in full. 2 days ago, and it's like, we'll take care of that after the fact. And whenever I told him so I can take a credit card and stuff like that, he never answered. So some kind of goofy check thing that where he wants my email address, he wants this, he wants that. No, you ain't getting all that. I'm kind of suspicious about what's going to happen this morning. I don't think they're going to show up, but I may be absolutely wrong. So we'll see. Yeah, it's one of those things. So, and then wanting to go for a full day too, whenever you don't need it. You know, I always try to tell people that too. You know, if they want to go for a full day, well, why? You don't really need it for what we're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, if the fish act right, a half a day is plenty. You know, you don't need to waste your money. You don't need to waste your time or nothing. You know, just get out there, because I'm guarantee you, we're gonna hammer on them as long and hard as we can hammer on them in a half a day. You know, right. And if you ain't got them done in a half a day, you really ain't gonna want to be in the boat with me, because I get kind of upset if we ain't got enough fish by the time it's a half a day's up. So it's just one of them things. You know, I've gotten so used to trying to get everything done in a half a day, and I do pretty decent, you know, for the most part. You know, I think I do anyway. You know, there's days when I don't do very well. Like the other day, was it Monday, I believe, we hybrid fished, we crappie fished also. They didn't want to catfish or nothing, because they already had a bunch of catfish. But yeah. We only ended up with a couple of hybrids. We had one crappie that we caught that was a keeper, you know, and I don't remember what else we had. I mean, CRS is horrible, but it's, you know, the thing is, we got out there and had a good time, and, you know, the hybrids are trying to get there. The water temperature's trying to drop. It was 69 the other day, so it's getting down there, you know. And then this morning, it's probably a little bit cooler. I hadn't got the boat in the water yet, but it's probably a little bit cooler this morning. But as it starts to get cooler and cooler, those hybrids are going to get more and more consistent. So that's what I'm looking forward to, because that's where we caught them the other day. Where we caught them the other day is a spot that I normally, this time of year, I normally catch them at. And that's when they stack up in there, I mean, there is a load of them. So it's one of those things where I'm gonna kind of keep checking the area and seeing what shows up and stuff like that. Because once them rascals file in there, it's because there's a ton of bait sitting in this little spot.
Yeah.
And every time I see that bait piling in there like that, I know them hybrids ain't far behind them. So it's just getting them to bunch up, and that's going to be the cooler water temps is going to make that happen. But, you know, like I say, the bait's already filing in there. So it's got, you know, you got layers and layers of shad and it's one little old creek. So it's not going to be long just getting everything going the right direction, you know, because this time of year, typically the shad tend to want to move to the back of the creeks and stuff like that. But if you can catch them in the mouth of the creek as they're moving in, normally those hybrids are hot on their heels. They ain't gonna back down at all.
Yeah.
So it's that's one thing. So, and they were decent sized hybrids, you know, they were 5-pounders. They weren't nothing great, but they, you know, decent sized fish. So, and then later on when it gets colder, like in January or so, I'll be going over to the river catching my bait, trying to get them big old gizzard shad, because that's the hybrids love eating them big shad when it gets really cold, or when it's supposed to be cold anyway. So it's, you know, that's a funny thing how they transition from the smaller baits in the summertime to the bigger baits in the wintertime. You know, you just gotta watch it. You know, like in July, just before they shut down, they'll be eating those little inch and a half long, 2-inch shad. If you get anything much bigger than that, they won't hardly touch it. But then in the wintertime, if you put one of those small ones on, you might catch a couple of them, but if you put a big 5-inch gizzard shad on there, them rascals will eat it up. I mean, it's just amazing how they'll just destroy them, you know. And it's I don't know why they do it that way in the winter, but they're constantly hybrids constantly feed anyway. I mean, they're always chasing bait. They're always eating bait. But the difference is between the larger bait and the smaller baits, because I can put a large bait on out there in July, never get touched. It'll never, nothing will ever try to eat it. And then with a smaller one, I'll catch 100 of them. It's just crazy. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's stuff you kind of figure out over the years and all that good stuff, but it is what it is, and you just keep on trucking, you know. And then, you know, then the catfish, of course, them rascals, they're getting bigger right now. I mean, you know, I've talked about it before, where 10 fish make a gallon. It's getting awful dang close. I mean, there's the other day, the wife and I went out. I just got out there. I think that was Tuesday. We went out and caught the limit of them, and man, there were some really nice fish in the bunch. So it's one of those things where, we get out and try to get us some whenever I got a day off or something like that, get some for the house, because I don't, you know, everybody says, I bet you eat fish all the time. Well, I don't ever get to keep none. So
right.
It's one of those things where, yeah, if I got to keep it, I'd eat it all the time, even though I had me a good mess of them last night. So, because I'll tell you what, you couldn't beat that.
Yeah, you have to go out and you don't have a trip. You know, if you got a trip, you can't retain any for yourself unless your customers give you some of theirs.
That's it. You know, and that's the thing, you know, as a guide, you're not supposed to keep your limit anymore. Right. You know, I don't know when they changed that. I think it's like 2004 or something like that.
It's been a while, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. But I mean, used to, you know, because I remember back in the 90s, especially out there crappie fishing, we'd go out and we'd catch the limit of crappie, and then my limit would count. And I mean, that's part of what happened to the crappie too. Everybody, all the guys kept keeping their limits. I mean, good night. We wore them out back in the day, and I'm just hoping these crappie make a good comeback. If I could just ever convince Parks and Wildlife to put a closed season on them between January 1 and April 1, we'd have a big mess of crappie back in the lake. But I can't get them rascals to listen for nothing. I mean, if they'll just do that and let them crappie spawn, man, we'll get a good population of fish back in the lake, and it'll be back like it used to be. But, you know, everybody keeps, you know, they don't get it. They don't understand that you don't want to be keeping those fish when they're up there spawning, you know, because that's what happened to them. That's why we don't have any. Because during COVID, everybody was out fishing for them, and that was right there in the prime spawning season. So they pulled all those big females out of the lake. And when they got those big females out of the lake, you have no reproduction. I mean, so it's been horrible since COVID, because everybody came out, and they were out here every day. I mean, it was, you know, we've talked about it.
It wasn't only Conroe. It was all the Texas lakes, Livingston, Rayburn, Toledo.
Oh, I mean, I know. I mean, everybody.
Fork, it was just crazy.
I guarantee it was. I mean, it just amazed me how many people were out there catching those fish up in the shallow water and not even, you know, not even giving it a second thought about taking them out of the lake, you know. And that's, I mean, I understand it, because they don't get out all the time, but whenever all that was going on, man, it was devastating for Conroe, because it's, you know, Conroe's not a big lake.
No, it's not. You've got the city of Houston sitting on it, man. That's a lot of pressure.
Yes, I mean, that's, you know, that's what gets me, is because you sit there and think Conroe's a big lake. What's 21 to 25,000 acres? Well, that sounds big, but when you look at Rayburn, it's 168,000 acres.
Yeah,
Toledo Bend, 194,000 acres. Those are big lakes, you know. So it's, you know, they just, exactly, they swallow this rascal up, you know. So it's it's just one of those deals where, you know, I mean, I understand why everybody wants to do it, but they, you know, they never did think, and still don't think about the spawn of all the crappie and stuff like that. Because I get them calling me all the time.
People just don't know. They don't understand, and they don't know. So, all right,
Richard. Right.
I got to roll, man. Well, good luck with that trip today. If somebody wants to give you a call, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, man.
All right, Mick, anyone can get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck today. I'll talk to you later in the week, Saturday.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
All right, Richard. Take care, man. All right, that's the fish dude up on Lake Conroe. Now let's run down to Matagorda and check in with Captain Charlie P. this morning. Good morning, Charlie Paradosky. What's up?
Oh, man. Got a couple of days off, resting up today and tomorrow. Get back at it.
Good for you. All right.
Yeah.
Well, but, I saw where you looked like you had a pretty nice trip yesterday.
Yeah, well, it's November. Water temperature's in the 60s, so, you know, it's going to happen.
Fish are snapping.
Yes, sir. Yep, it's pretty nice. Those shrimp finally fell out. And it's good in both bays. We got East and West Matagorda Bay full of fish, and we got a river full of fish. So, pick your poison.
Man, couldn't ask for more.
No.
Yeah, that last front, that was a real deal, and big time water drop and temperature drop, and a lot of shrimp fell out with that.
Yeah, you know, those redfish still weren't out. They weren't out in the middle, the big ones. It was full of juvenile reds, 18, 19 inches, but you know, some of the guys on the shoreline got the reds up against the grass, but they'll probably be out there today.
Port O'Connor's been having a pretty banner fall over there with shallow reds like that you're talking about, you know, the wade fishing reds right against the bank and schooling big time. So that's where a lot of your reds are out. Maybe they'll come your way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're
come
coming.
See Charlie.
They're there. We'll get them. We'll get them. You know, it's just hard to beat this time of year, Mickey. We got about 4 months of it. You know, our best months over there are normally October, but it was so damn hot this year. It wasn't great.
Yeah.
Wade fishing was good in October, but November, December is the absolutely best month. It always has been for me. You know?
Me too. I love December.
Yeah. Absolutely. If you can't catch fish those first 2 weeks of December, you need to check your fishing skills.
There's always Barber College or golf.
Yeah. So, I guess you guys are doing real good over in Galveston, too.
Yeah, it's up and down after this front. Our water got messed up, you know, with that big blow and everything, but it was settling out yesterday. It looked a little better yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't clear. I had to figure out a color that, you know, that they'd really eat, but they were snapping.
What color was your color yesterday?
Root beer.
Root beer.
Yeah.
Pumpkin seed, root beer. Well, it's November. Yeah. It's November, man.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, remember years
it
back,
is.
I mean, if you weren't throwing a pumpkin seed and a rat tail with a chartreuse tail on it, you weren't getting bit as much. Man, that color. I don't know whether that relates to all the shrimp coming out or what, but, boy, they sure like root beer and pumpkin seed this time of year.
They do.
Well,
that they do.
Rihanna's doing good on that golden brim down south. You know, that's pretty much the same color context, you know.
Right. But, you know, once that water gets clears up and it's the old basic, blum chartreuse and purple little John or whatever. But no, we're good to go. We got some good fish over here. We turned loose a couple of 25s yesterday, and
sweet.
I had a buddy wade fishing that caught some good fish too. So
very encouraging.
That's what's happened.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Glad to hear all
that. Did you go?
No, I didn't go yesterday. I worked on my boat trailer. It's I had some carpet issues, and then I had a broken board that I didn't know was broken. And yeah. When I drive it on the trailer, it always want to, right before I'd get up to the bow stop, it'd want to go left a little bit. And I'm going, what is up with this? My motor's straight. I'm going, man, I've driven a boat on a trailer 5 million times, but that's what it was. And, you know, and plus some lag bolts had fallen out. It's always something, man.
Oh, yeah. You got to do that maintenance, man. You got to keep up with it.
Oh, you do. And it's, man, it's hard getting under that trailer and laying on the ground and wallowing around and running the impact, yeah, running new lag bolts in and all that junk. But
at our age, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, this time of year, you don't want any downtime with stupid stuff like that. You want to be able to slide in and slide back out and do your thing. It's time to go fishing.
That's it. That is it.
Time to go fishing.
Yes, sir. Looks like we've got some good weather for the whole weekend.
We do.
You know, it'll
got a good stretch here.
It'll warm up every day. You know, things may slow down a little bit, but should be good to go for the weekend.
Yeah, it's a fairly calm over here this morning, so looks like a good fishing day ahead of us. Man, it's really late down now. It's only 2 to 3 everywhere.
Wow. Well, I guarantee that water cleared up because it was trying to clear when I left yesterday.
Yeah, that's what it was doing, the same thing here, trying to green back up. But it's, we just have so much silt everywhere over here, and we get a big blow like that. It takes, used to, that would settle out and, you know, less than 24 hours and a few tide exchanges. Now it takes a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, with that water temperature down like that.
I run
makes a big difference.
The ramp yesterday I hadn't seen in a while, and he has a place over in East Bay, and he's selling out. He's coming back home, coming back to Baytown. It just, he said, man, since they closed rollover up, it's changed everything. He's had enough.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come over and fish with you, Charlie, give them a number, my friend.
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie P. All right, have some good time off. I'll talk to you this weekend. Be safe, bud.
Take care, Mickey.
Later, man. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.